Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So happy to be able to record another podcast episode. And of course, as always, if you have not yet left a comment or a review, go ahead and do so if you don't mind. That really does help out to keep this going. So appreciate you all so much, and thank you for tuning into another episode. So let's jump into the topic at hand, which is basically journeying in the ethers using plant medicine. And this is like really fun to talk about because I've never actually discussed plant medicine journey on the podcast before, but I thought, why not? It's something I've experienced and I've done and I will likely continue to do. So why not just talk about it and bring the energy on here and talk about some of the crazy stuff that one might experience while having these types of journeys. So first and foremost, I want to just say that when you go on these plant medicine journeys, many different ways to approach it. So if you've never done it before, I always say it will call to you. For example, I've never done ayahuasca before. It's never called to me. It's never been something that I felt like I needed to do on my journey. And it's never been something that kind of called to me, basically. And that's usually what I look for when it comes to going on a journey or dabbling in any kind of plant medicines or anything like that. So this journey in particular was a mushroom journey that I went on. And like I mentioned, I mean, there's many different ways you can do it very casually with, you know, I always do it in sacred space. So I will like sage the house or sage the area and make an intention and pull out my crystals and all of that good stuff. So I always go into it with a great intention. And my intention really was for this plant ceremony that I went on. It was to kind of have a better understanding of something very simple. Like I just wasn't sleeping. Like I've had a hard time sleeping and I wasn't sleeping. And so I was like, okay, my intention is going to be, why the hell am I not sleeping? And like, what is this energy? Or like, why has it been weighing on me? And like, why can't I sleep? So that was just like so random. It wasn't like something major. But basically, the reason why I want to talk about this journey is because it was so, in that it started out great. You know, for that first like 20 or 30 minutes, it was like a great journey. Like my entire house basically looked like electric forest and it was like super cool, like the lights and everything, and just everything looked super cool and amazing for that first like 20, 30 minutes. And then after that, it really turned into kind of like a living nightmare. And I've never had that happen before. I've heard of people who have gone on journeys where they have experienced like horrible things. But I've never had that happen. I mean, all of the journeys I've gone on in my life, thank God, all of the plant medicine journeys I've gone on have gone well. I've never experienced any issues. And this one was different. It was very different. Don't know why this happened, but essentially, like everything in my house turned into my childhood home. My home turned into my childhood home. I turned into my mother and my partner turned into my dad. It was like so weird. And it was so weird because he even sounded like him and laughed like him and everything. It was like the most bizarre. He looked like him. It was just crazy. And the same thing with me. Like I look like my mom. I had my mom's hands. Like it was just so weird. I sound like my mom. And that went on for about 3 or 4 hours. And I was literally in the pit of hell. Like I don't know why this, I had to experience it the way that I did, but it's just what happened. And I did everything right. You know, like I did all the things. I saged and I like set intention and did everything, but it was just this constant loop of being in this space. Okay. And what's interesting about going on these journeys is they always drum up something that you haven't thought about in such a long time, or that hasn't even been on your mind. Like you haven't even thought about that forever, or you didn't even know you remember that. Like there were parts of this journey that I went on, I didn't even know that I remembered that. Like I could see my childhood home perfectly in my own house. Like I could see it perfectly in my own house. I could see the extension cords. I could see the way the paneling looked, the colors of the walls, the furniture. It was like exactly it. So it's like, it also kind of made me realize that every time we say we don't remember, it's like not in our waking conscious state, but we definitely remember. Like all of the memories are in there and they're just stored somewhere. And maybe there's just some sort of brain passivity thing where it just doesn't let you access it all. But that was basically what took place. And it was really hard. Okay. So I'm just like telling you this, like within the first 5 minutes of this episode, of like the fact that I went on this mushroom journey and it was terrible. And my entire house turned into my childhood home. And I turned into my mom and my partner turned into my dad. So the thing is I didn't have like a horrible childhood. Okay, like at all. Like I grew up in a very loving home with two great parents who are still together till this day. But it was just very hard because it's like I felt all of my mother's like feelings. Okay. And I'm not saying this is how she feels, but it's just how I felt. There was this very strong energy around like limitations on like what could happen for me and the limitations in my life and like moving forward in my life. And also just being in my old childhood house was just so like horrible. Like I'm like, I did not want to be there, you know, and I was stuck in this space for like 3 or 4 hours. So of course I was wondering what would happen. Why is this happening to me? I literally kept thinking, here's another thing that was really strange about the whole journey and everything that took place on the journey. It was really crazy. I mean, because I actually couldn't remember anybody at all. Like I knew I had a daughter, but I couldn't remember her name. But it was like I could remember, like I could see all of my mom's friends and I knew all of their names. Like, but I didn't know my own name and I didn't know who I was. I knew all everything going on in my mom's life. It was just the weirdest thing ever. And I couldn't remember any of my friends' names. I literally felt like I was losing my mind. Like I actually felt like I was losing my mind because I could not remember anything. It was like the worst feeling in the world. So it's just crazy because like trying to come out of that and really trying to like it took every ounce of my beingness to come out of that journey, to come out alive. It felt like it took everything in me to come out alive. Like I literally felt like I was losing my mind the entire time. And people just say that, right? They just say like, I feel like I'm losing my mind. But I literally felt that as like in saying that I couldn't remember my life. I couldn't remember who I was. It just all was my mom's life and my old life being in my childhood house. So it's been a couple of weeks since I've gone on this journey, but I'm still trying to like understand why I went there and why I had to experience that. And ultimately, the reason why I'm even talking about this right now or bringing this information on the show is because while like it took every ounce of my beingness to get out of that high, to like literally come back to who I was, come back to the life that I'm in, you know, and people could just say like, oh yeah, well you would have just eventually not have been high at some point and come back. It did not feel like that at all. like in that state. It felt like I was never going to not be there. Like I was always going to be my mom and like always be in my childhood home. It felt like I was never going to come back out. And it felt like it took every ounce of my willpower to pull myself back into this dimension and into this time and space. That's the only way I can explain it. Like it took every bit of my beingness to pull myself out and to get back into this time and space. And so that's what I really want to talk about here is that I discovered, okay, like a new layer, my own personal willpower and inner compass, if you will. Like I've been through some shit in my life, okay? Like I fucking got pregnant when I was like 16 or actually I was 15, had my daughter when I was 16. Like I've had a bunch of crazy shit happen in my life, but like I've always could like think back to like things that have happened and be like, okay, my own personal willpower, my own energy within me to pull myself out of something, it has always been available and there for me. And to be honest, I thought that I had reached like my maximum at many times in my life, like my greatest personal strength had been accomplished in getting out of a certain situation or getting, you know, pulling myself out of something. I thought that that was like my cap, like things that I've experienced in the past and my own personal strength and inner willpower to shift out of something into something else. I thought that I've reached that cap already in my life. Like I've done it. I know my inner strength and like I'm a strong motherfucker and like I can do it. I didn't realize that I had more. And maybe that was like the whole point of like having gone on this journey and even talking about it now is that I had more to give and like more to hone in on, grasp, expand, amplify exponentially in order to get out of that high and into this dimension. And the reason why I say that is because like I mentioned, there was no way. I thought that I've reached that already in my life, like for sure. I didn't know that I had more, but like having had been through that, it was like going through a dark night of the soul type of high and truly feeling like there was no way I was ever going to come out of it. It took every ounce of me to get my own brain back, my own mind. I felt high for like a week after that. It was just way too much. Like, I don't know if I just took too much or what, but like, I literally felt like I couldn't, there were like a couple of days after that, I had a hard time articulating my word. Like I could think about things, but it just like wasn't coming out as naturally. It would in normal conversation or like normal situation. So if you can imagine, like I'm trying to set the scene for you that this was like a crazy ass ride. Okay. Like this was some shit that like I never thought I would experience in my life. And like I said, I probably just took way too much. And like I was fucking high for like a week. And I also lost my motherfucking mind. And it took like a week to get out of that state and get back into who I actually am and to show up and start like really remembering like, who am I? What are my goals? Why am I here? Like literally putting my life back together in my head. Okay. So I'm trying to like show you like how insane it was that I was that high. I've never been that high in my life. And I've done things in the past. I've never done hard drugs, but I've done like Molly and LSD and stuff. But I literally have never been high like this in my entire life. That was hands down the highest I've ever been. And to pull myself out of that crazy ass state that took almost a week to get my mind back, I literally was like, holy shit, I didn't realize that I had even more. And even though I'm still trying to hone in on the lesson of like why I was in that state, I'd be open to hearing your opinions if you want to comment or whatever, why I had to go back to like my childhood home and experience myself as my mom and experience my dad as like there. I don't know why I had to experience that, but all I'm saying is like, when I came out of that, I literally felt like the baddest bitch on the planet. Like after I finally got my head back together, about around that like third, fourth, fifth day, I was like, I cannot be fucked with. Like I literally was like, I had the biggest cojones ever for like 2 weeks. I was like, I'm the baddest bitch. Nobody can fuck with me. I have the strongest mind ever because I could not believe I got my head back. Like that's how far gone I was. That like I could not believe I got my mind back. Like I actually had my own memories again and I could like articulate words and like talk to people and like know who I was. And just having had experienced that state, I realized that we always have so much more. Like we always have so much more to give than we didn't even know we could. And that goes for literally every single area of our lives. Okay. And so this kind of reminds me of the David Goggins book, Can't Hurt Me. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. If you've never like listened to that book or read that book, I highly, highly recommend that you do. Every person should experience that book. He talks a lot about that, about taking yourself to like the max of something. And because we have just this capability of going even deeper and resurrecting and coming back and feeling like, fuck this, and moving forward through something we never thought we could in a million years. Like our brain, our mind puts, and our ego puts so many caps on us, so much limitation on what we can do in life that it literally holds us back from everything, from so many things in our life that we are capable of doing. And that we're here to do, really. But so much of it is a lie. Like so much of it in terms of like the fact that we can or can't do something is such a lie. When we actually, it's just, we're literally made to overcome and to come back from things over and over and over again. And if like my life has been pretty comfortable for the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, and I fucking work for that shit, okay? Like I've earned it. Now, but having had that experience, I mean, that was the most fucked up experience I've had in like a decade, you know, or more. That was definitely one of the worst experiences of my life is going on that mushroom journey. Like I mentioned, I mean, I'm still kind of like allowing the lesson and the medicine to come to me to understand why it is that I had to go there and experience that. But the one thing I can tell you that I'm taking away from it straight away is that we always have more. Even when you think that you are to your limit, to your breaking point, like there's nothing like that. It's just like you feel like you can't handle it. Don't get me wrong. I 100% believe that we are not here to suffer. Okay. I actually just did a podcast episode on that. I 100% believe we're not here to suffer. We're not here to sacrifice or any of that kind of stuff. I think that that's a program. But what I am saying is that I know for a fact being able to come back from that experience that I was in, we always have more that we can hone in on and like get. Grab it, make it happen. Like where there's always more, it lives in our bones, okay, that we can literally overcome and pull ourselves back out of anything that it has ever happened to us or will happen to us. We don't deserve to suffer or sacrifice or anything like that. And I don't believe that's part of why we're here, but we are here to have lessons, right? This is a classroom. We're here to learn. And even human design says that we are not here to meet resistance is what human design says. We're not here to meet resistance in our life. And the reason why they say that is because everything is energy. We are energetic beings. And as long as we're living according to our design, we won't meet resistance in our life. We'll flow with the energy around us. Even if we hit some sort of roadblock in our life, we're going to know how to navigate it. Okay. It's not going to feel like resistance. You can still flow through blocks and things that come up for you in your life. So it's more about understanding that we are capable of like experiencing things, of going to the depths of the places that we didn't even think we could ever come out of. And we can totally 100% pull ourselves out of anything and come back to like where it is that we know we are meant to be and we know we are meant to be in alignment with. So this is a quick episode, but I just want to jump on here and share that experience with you all and just kind of put it out there. And just as a reminder almost to just kind of say like, I know like shit can get really hard. Things can get really murky and feel like death almost a lot of times. It can feel like the worst situation will we ever get out. It can feel like it's never going to be better. Like it can feel like there's nowhere, you're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But trust, even when you think it's over, it's completely over and you're realizing everything that you still have to accomplish or go through in order to get where you want to get, you always have that more to give on the inside. There's this arsenal of experiential wisdom that's just waiting to be unleashed and waiting for you to access it anytime that you need it. And it sounds magical and it sounds like bullshit. But trust me, like I've been to some of the deepest, darkest, and like now, and even had gone through there, the most recent one with that mushroom experience, I'm like, whoa, like I literally can get through anything, you know, even if I'm getting through me, right? Like it's like there's some days when you're like, it's not, the obstacle isn't even like other people or other situations, it's yourself and your mindset and the things that you're thinking and the things that are coming up for you. And so it is kind of that feeling of, you know, not today. Like not today. Like I kept telling myself that, like those days after that journey where I really felt like I couldn't get my mind back and I couldn't get back to myself. I felt totally high for like a week. I kept telling myself, not today, not today. Like you know who you are, you know why you're here. You know who your friends are, your mind is sharp, your mind has clarity, you know exactly what you're doing. Like I kept just reassuring myself, like not fucking today. And like sometimes you have to do that. Like sometimes you have to be like, not today, bitch, okay? Like to yourself, to be like, not today, okay? Like it sounds crazy, but it's like sometimes you have to do that to yourself. You have to literally put your foot on your own throat and be like, no. Like, not today, bitch, okay? Not today. And sometimes that's the only way you are able to pull yourself out. And so I totally lost track when I was talking about the David Goggins book, but I was just talking about that's sort of the theme of the book where he talks about how it's completely an entire book about how to overcome and how to get through things and how to keep overcoming no matter what. And I think that there's a quote in there that I really like, and I'm going to actually share it right now. And I think that this is like a big part of how we can move through life. So there is this quote from David Goggins, and it says, "Seeds burst from the inside out in a self-destructive ritual of new life." So seeds burst from the inside out in a self-destructive ritual of new life. And I think that that's so important, especially during this time of this. Right now, we're rolling through Ostara and the spring equinox, and this energy of new beginnings and fertility and change and rebirth and renewal and rebalance. But all of that, like creation in general, like creating the new me or whatever, or creating the new best version of yourself, let's say, there is this friction energy, you all, when it comes to creating something new, when it comes to change in general, when it comes to the dark night of the soul or these darker, deeper, shadowy experiences. And what I've learned, especially through this latest, you know, journey that I went on and through the wisdom of something like the Wheel of the Year, where you can follow that through the cycles of the earth to understand the seasons in a deeper way. What I've learned is that it's really about honoring that, I want to call it juicy friction. It's juicy friction, literally, that creates. We have to honor that and know that it's like not always, you know, the most like gentle experience. Like sometimes, like David Goggins' quote says, seeds burst from the inside out in this self-destructive ritual of new life. Like, holy shit. Like when you hear that, you're like, wow, like, damn, that's the truth. Like that little tiny seed has to be so brave in order to create this experience, right? It has to be gentle, but brave. We have to be gentle to it, to ourselves, by nurturing it, nurturing ourselves, watering the seed, you know, making sure that we are taking care of ourselves and nurturing ourselves through this very natural, juicy friction, self-destructive process. process that tends to happen, whether that be through basic shadow work, through dark nights of the soul, through life lessons, through shadowy, you know, mushroom journeys, whatever it is, we have to continue to nurture ourselves. And, you know, thank the goddess for my sister friends that I have here. I spoke to one of them like after the journey, just trying to gain some kind of clarity on like what that was all about. And she really just told me like, dude, just nourish yourself, right? Like literally, I just needed to take care of myself for a couple of days rather than trying to figure it out and try to force the puzzle pieces together and make it all make sense. I just had to sit with it and be like, okay, I needed to nurture myself, drink a lot of water, you know, go to red light therapy or like whatever. I just needed to nurture myself through this process in order to have that ritual of new life to come through. And I do feel stronger. Coming out of that, I feel more clear, more strong. I feel like I have so much more gratitude for my life. I think that was another big lesson there, is just the gratitude part, my life and who I am and like what I, the capability, the opportunities that I have that, let's say, my grandmothers didn't have, okay? Like I'm literally looking at pictures of my grandmothers that I keep on my altar at all times. And when I look at those pictures, it reminds me the privilege that I have to be sitting here, to have this life, you know, through this, the different things that they experienced in their life. Their entire life was so much different than mine, you know? And I just have gratitude for that because I have respect for like the things that they've gone through in their life and the limited choices that they had during that time that were able to lead me to what I do now and the freedom that I have now. So I hope this episode gives you something. I just wanted to talk about this journey, just explain a little bit about how that process went, because it's so powerful to having had gone on, whether it be a plant medicine journey or any journey at all. And the lessons that come from it and the experiences that come from it, I personally feel something we all can learn from. It's something that we all can learn from the way other people process and the way that they experience things and come out on the other end. So sending you all so much love and blessings to your own juicy friction in your life, your own creation process that could be birthing during this Ostara spring equinox time. And just don't forget to nurture yourself and take care of yourself and love yourself through that process. And remember, you will always come out on the other side. I mean, even when you think you won't, I promise you, you will. I mean, we always come back. As dark as it gets, as crazy as it gets, we always come back, just like the cycles of nature, always sprout in the springtime and in the summertime and cycle through that once again. So sending everyone so much love, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.